It's time for a solid hour of business insights and strategies for success on Mind Your Business. And here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing, Yitzhak Saflis.
You're tuned to another edition of Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC, coming to you in the Newark, New Jersey metro area on the airwaves. And of course, worldwide at mybradio.com, mybradio.com, and on the 77 WABC app. Well, yes, week in and week out, we talk about our ratings, and it is because we're very proud of them. We came in again. I just looked at the ratings the other day. We came in number 6. Okay, we slid to, being open with you, but we're still in the top 10 in New York AM radio, according to the Nielsen ratings, and that is something we're very proud of. And, of course, it's a testament to the great guests that we feature on this program week in and week out, and tonight is no different. But I'm going to keep you in suspense for another minute or two as we go through. Of course, the listeners know that every single week we interview C-level executives and business leaders from a wide range of industries and ask them the questions that are on your mind. Well, before I go to my guest, I want to make sure to open with some thank yous. Every single week we come to you, and it's a very big operation to get this done. I want to thank the great team here at Bottom Line Marketing Group, in particular Cerulli, Eliana, Hoodie, Miriam, Dina, thank you. And to the great folks at 77 WABC, James, Matt, Chris, Lexi, Justin, thank you. And a shout out to the various channels that Mind Your Business is syndicated on. The B-Tank magazine, there is a special column. The last edition featured the interview that I had with Rachel Krause, the VP of Marketing at Westfield World Trade Center. We're also featuring on C-Suite Radio, C-Suite TV, Audio Boom, Player.fm, iTunes. We have a robust iTunes platform and a YouTube channel. And in fact, you know what? I have to, and I've heard this comment before, and it really is true. The YouTube channel is like mini TED Talks. That's really what it is. We have over 50 episodes that are on YouTube. The easiest way to access our guests is by going to the dedicated platform for the show, mybradio.com. That's for Mind Your Business. We made it a little simpler. Instead of typing in mindyourbusinessradio.com, that'll be very long. So we do mybradio.com. Makes it a lot easier for you. That's where you can access even some of our recent guests. Last week, Jay Baer, what an amazing guest. He talked about his book, Talk Triggers. We're going to give away one of his books on the show. We'll get to that soon. We had Lee Solds on from Sales Differentiation, Rachel Hirsch from Prestige Capital, and so many other guests that we've had. They're all accessible by going to mybradio.com. Just to name drop some of the guests that we've had on this program. Dick Schulz, the founder and chairman emeritus of Best Buy, Shep Hyken, world renowned customer service expert, Joe Har, president and CEO of Dale Carnegie. I mean, we've had John Sculley, the former CEO of Apple and Pepsi, Steven Sadoff, the former CEO of Saks Fifth Avenue, and so Todd Magazine, president of Blink Fitness. The list goes on and on. Dawn Fay, district president at Robert Half. Will Young, he was ahead at Zappos, and so many other fantastic guests. There, each and every episode is available for free. What do you get for free these days? Well, you get these shows for free and all the experience that they have, and you could learn from it just simply by either listening. And again, many of these episodes are also on video that you can access by going to mybradio.com. Well, without further ado, going to tonight's very special guest, Alan Glazer. Let me tell you a little bit about him. Alan is the CEO and founder of Lindbar Consulting. I know him as an individual, so he's a good friend, but he takes a high-powered approach, no-nonsense approach to networking and marketing. You're going to hear all about it once I let Alan loose over here. He's been working with businesses for a few decades. And also, he is a LinkedIn guru. That's important. He has over 30,000 connections. And we actually were going to find out what the ceiling is. Is that the ceiling? It's the ceiling. So he just, I'm not going to ask him on the spot if you opened up under different names, because we're not going to put him on the spot. We are on the air here. There's many tens of thousands of listeners, so I'm not going to get Alan into trouble. But we encourage you to stay tuned for tonight's edition of Mind Your Business, where we will discuss what are transferable skills. That's going to be an important concept, and how they can help you succeed in any type of environment. What, this comes up sometimes, the mid-career crisis. That's an important. What happens when it happens to a millennial? His mid-career crisis happens 6 months in. That Alan is going to talk about. And, of course, we're going to talk about the do's and don'ts of LinkedIn. With that intro, we give a very warm welcome, Alan Glazer. Thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Yitzchak, thank you for the introduction. I much appreciate it, and I'm very happy to be here.
Well, folks, you recognize from the accent already, this is going to be a lot of fun. So, Alan, you know, listen, let's jump right in. You consult with many types of businesses, a wide variety, a range, B2C, B2C. Perhaps you could talk about that. What is it that you bring to the table for businesses?
It's the new dynamic of not the industry that is specific to what the person is doing, but it's more the thought process that will define how they're going to grow that business. From the healthcare business to the real estate business, to the manufacturing business, it is a non-ending type of situation where people don't realize that what they're doing is defined by how they think and not what they do. How you think will be to divide and conquer whichever client you want to reach, how you're going to reach people, how you're going to understand people. It has to be defined by a goal which you set by what you want to do. I've had clients who've gone after the military, they've gone after the U.S. prison system, they've gone after the Red Cross, and yet what is their relativity to it other than what they're doing and how they're approaching through, as you mentioned earlier, LinkedIn, which is our new Yellow Pages book where you can find virtually anybody that you need to find. And if you do that correctly, you're able to now to branch into so many different aspects, whether it's the military, to get contracts, to get your actual product there. It's not important what you're selling. It's important to know and understand people and to create relationships when you are going along. You mentioned that I have 30,000 connections with more people following. That's how you can get more people to follow you. And then you become very relevant in this little like arena here.
Now, we're going to spend quite some time on LinkedIn. So if you happen to realize how valuable it is, then certainly stay tuned for this show. If you don't realize how valuable it is, then even more so, the show is going to be important for you because Alan will explain it. And he's, I've been in the room where he's spoken to people and said, okay, you know, tell me about your relationship to LinkedIn. They'll say, yeah, you know, I don't really know anything about it. And then he gives it over the head to the person. And and he makes a lot of sense. So we're gonna spend some time on LinkedIn. But first, coming back to Lenbar Consulting, what is your advice to a business that's an established business that wants to go to the next level? Scaling. What's your take on that?
Scaling is a very simplistic type of a situation where you've got to know what you have available to you, but more importantly, what goals you want to set that are attainable, that you have your long-term goal, which is obviously out of your reach initially, and then you have your short-term goals, which you can then put into place based on what you have. Many people create businesses with a lot of dreams that they would like to have, but they fall short because either they're short of finance, short of people. Like, for example, today I need a CFO in my company, but I can't afford a CFO. Well, there's a new way of doing that. You outsource your CFO. You outsource your bookkeeper. You outsource your accountant. You outsource a lot of different types of services, which is advantageous to you financially because you get the level of service you need, and you're able to now do what you do best as the owner of the business to concentrate on growing your business to the level that it needs to be. Because if you don't delegate, many smaller businesses fall short of their growth potential because there's a lot of micromanaging that happens. You've got to learn to trust, which means hiring the right people. You've got to learn to have people in place that can take your business for you, because you, even as an owner, have your own specialities, your own strong points. And if you can recognize what they are, sometimes you need to have someone such as a consultant or as a coach. And actually, it's funny, I can't name names, but there are people who are very high up in major corporations. As a matter of fact, I was speaking to somebody yesterday who says he cannot live without a coach because there's so much pressure. He's just losing the focus and that direction, because the larger the company does get, the more you need to have structure and the less micromanaging, so that each aspect, each cog in the wheel is going to walk forward on its own and allow it to happen. And it can't if you're there doing what you're not supposed to be doing, because then it's going to suffer the business.
Great
because
point.
You're not getting the business done.
Great point. So, and that would be the advice even on how a company could scale.
Correct.
Recognizing their strengths and weaknesses, and then putting in place the pieces of the puzzle to allow them to scale.
Well, also knowing your marketplace, because in today's world, if you're in the IT business, for example, or if you're in the software, you know, there are thousands of people doing what you're doing. The question is, do you know, are you up to speed with what's happening in the market? Are you aware of current market procedures? Because this is changing with increasing rapidity. I found in the healthcare, people were falling back because it happened that Amazon, for example, suddenly became licensed to sell scripts in over 12 states, and they've created their own OTC line. Where does that leave you? If you're not thinking way ahead and being abreast with the news, just from the news.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got to modify your approach in order just to stay alive today.
Right. So true. My guest this evening is Alan Glazer from Lenbar Consulting. By the way, how could people find out more information? I imagine through LinkedIn.
Through LinkedIn. I'm there easily found. Alan H.
A-L-L-A-N.
H, initial period, Glazer, G-L-A-Z-E-R. Or you could email me at alan@alanglazer.com. And it's the easiest way to get hold of me. I do respond to everybody, even if we don't have what to talk about. But more importantly, what you need, I can do, because I know what I do. But the question is, do you know what you need? So before you reach out to me, please make sure you have an idea of what you need.
That's a great consultant type of question, which is true. Make sure that you're reaching out. That's very nice. But have you thought through what you want to accomplish from the conversation? Before we take a commercial break, I want to let the listeners know that our giveaway this evening is actually a Jay Baer book, a hardcover autographed copy of Hug Your Haters, How to Embrace Complaints and Keep Your Customers. Talk about a last week we had Jay Baer on. We talked about his new book, Talk Triggers. But this week we're giving away the previous release that he had. This came out a couple years ago. And this book really explains, it gets to the heart of that. If people are complaining to you, keep your ears open. Don't just push back. You know, listen to what they're telling you, because there's such valuable information they're giving you. And that's why he calls it Hug Your Haters. What a fantastic book. One lucky listener is going to win it. All you have to do is text over MYB to 64600. MYB 64600. One lucky listener is going to win Hug Your Haters, a hardcover book from Jay Baer, an autographed copy. Again, 64600. And put an MYB. One lucky listener will win it. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Hey, Joe, give me a minute. I'm going to run the numbers and circle back next week. Post it on Facebook, LinkedIn. Just get it up there.
You're great at what you do, and you're busier than ever. We get that. Imagine if you could devote every minute of your day to running your business and taking it to the next level. Enter Bottom Line Marketing Group. Bottom Line Marketing Group focuses on making your company look great, so you can focus on growing your business. To see some award-winning projects produced by Bottom Line Marketing Group, visit www.bottomlinemg.com. That's www.bottomlinemg.com. Or call CEO Yitzhak Saflis on his direct line for a free consultation at 718-412-3505. That's 718-412-3505. Bottom Line Marketing Group, marketing solutions to grow your bottom line.
Finally, a payroll service that does things your way. At Brands Paycheck, you're not a number, you're a partner. Brands Paycheck's personalized payroll solutions ensure that your business receives your financial information the way you want it. From complete payroll services and time tracking to benefits administration and HR solutions, Brands Paycheck helps streamline your business's payroll process and maximize productivity. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule schedule a free consultation. Brands Paycheck services a wide range of industries nationwide, including hospitality, transportation, B2B, B2C, nonprofit, finance, retail, healthcare, real estate, and more. Learn why companies nationwide rely on Brands Paycheck. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation today. Or visit online at BrandsPaycheck.com. That's BrandsPaycheck.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saftless right here on 77 WABC. Thank you for joining me. And my guest this evening is Alan Glazer, CEO and founder of Lenbar Consulting. If you want to find out more about him, just go to LinkedIn. Alan, A-L-L-A-N-H, Glazer, G-L-A-Z-E-R. And by listening to this show, you'll get an idea of how, the brains that this man possesses. So, Alan, thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
You're welcome. Happy to be here.
Well, let's jump into something that you talk about frequently, transferable skills. What is that all about?
Most people go to school, to different universities or to different colleges, and they're educated or in their place of work, and they feel that whatever they've learned is now going to guide them and take them through the rest of their life. But in truth, that is no longer viable. And we've heard the Shark Tank people say, I will hire a thought process person over skill sets. Skill sets can be taught. However, the way you think is going to define exactly who you are and whether I want you on my team or not. And that is a very, very key thing. So when you look back at your life, where you've worked, don't list on your resume or on your LinkedIn profile what your duties were in the company that you worked in, simply because I can go to that website to find out what the company did or does or no longer even exists. What is transferable and transcends the company is you, the individual, because what you have done successfully there can be done elsewhere, and now here's the interesting part, in a different industry as well. You're not limited to an industry, because you can go from one industry to another and suddenly be as successful, because the skill set is not what is defining you, but your thought process of how to achieve what is required by the bosses in the company.
Right. Now I want to move to something which has to do, I imagine you deal with this from the wide range of people that you are in touch with, and that is, you know, let's face it, we do live in a society where there is a challenge about entitlement and even instant gratification. What's your advice, I would say even especially to millennials, Gen Z, in this regard? Because I believe that many of them are coming into the workforce with this sense of entitlement, if you will.
Mentor yourself or get attached to someone who's on the fast track to being successful, number one. Number two, when you are in a nice job, don't ask for a raise. Ask for more responsibility. Ask how you can improve in the company so people can recognize you for what you're doing and that you're not just there for that paycheck. You are now the new loyal person in the company who will grow that much faster. There is no other way to do it today, because it's just checks and balances. And unfortunately, people have become loyal to the dollar. So we want people who are loyal to the company as well. Ask for more responsibility. Don't ask for a higher paycheck.
Great point. Now, there is a huge change in employment where millennials are having this mid-career crisis. Now, it's interesting to say mid-career crisis for someone who's been out there for 6 months. I mean, hello, you know, used to be, you know, a person in their mid-40s. Oh, am I really doing what I love to do? And then they have this mid-career crisis. But I understand today some people are, you know, running into that issue and overthinking the whole thing after a few months. Is that, you know, what's your advice really to the young people out there? Now, of course, in your previous question, you really explained it well, does this exist? You run into this problem with people having a mid-career crisis? And again, mid-career, I mean, hello, you're out there for a few months. Do they run into that early? And what's your advice on that?
I've had this quite a lot lately. Sometimes it's in their 30s, in their 40s. People are very much not in touch with a concept called time management. So your day is spent, you get burnt out, you have that mid-career crisis. What am I contributing to this company? How am I going to function here? What am I doing here? Because I'm not achieving what I'm supposed to be achieving. 60 to 70% of it is pure time management, where you've got to do what you're supposed to do. And when your assistant comes to you and says, hey, how do I resolve this? you don't resolve it or help them resolve it. You say, how do you think you can resolve it? Because if you don't, you're going to spend your entire day with them, and then you're going to wonder, well, how come I didn't achieve anything? And then your supervisor, your boss is going to say, well, what are you doing here? Because you're not achieving what you were set out to do. You have benchmarks that have to be achieved.
A while back, we had Dan Sullivan on the show. He was he's the head of Strategic Coach. And he has a policy that when someone comes in to discuss something with him, they have to fill out a sheet. And on the sheet is the challenge and even the proposed solution before they even meet with him, which is really, you know, it's something that you're discussing, Alan.
Absolutely. It's called enablement.
Enablement.
If you're enabling.
And why is that so important?
Because if you're enabling people, then that becomes another transferable, thought process, skill, etc., that whichever place I land you up in, you're going to figure out a way of how to make that work.
See, you're saying it very nicely. He said it bluntly. He said, it forces them to think.
People don't like to be told what to do, whether it's your three-year-old grandchild or it's your wife, especially, or anybody else. You want to do it in a more pleasant way, and people will be much more responsive.
My guest this evening is Alan Glazer, CEO and founder of Lenbar Consulting, and we still have so much to cover, and we're going to be talking about LinkedIn and how you could become an ace at LinkedIn, and you should. Before the break, I want to let the listeners know our giveaway this week is the book from Jay Baer. This is not his latest book, but it's one of his previous releases, a fantastic book. Also, I believe a New York Times bestseller, Hug Your Haters. One lucky listener is going to win this hardcover autographed copy. All you have to do is text over MYB to 64600. Again, text over MYB for Mind Your Business to 64600. One lucky listener is going to win this book. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Hey, Joe, give me a minute. I'm going to run the numbers and circle back next week. Post it on Facebook, LinkedIn. Just get it up there.
You're great at what you do, and you're busier than ever. We get that. Imagine if you could devote every minute of your day to running your business and taking it to the next level. Enter Bottom Line Marketing Group. Bottom Line Marketing Group focuses on making your company look great, so you can focus on growing your business. To see some award-winning projects produced by Bottom Line Marketing Group, visit www.bottomlinemg.com. That's www.bottomlinemg.com. Or call CEO Yitzhak Saflis on his direct line for a free consultation at 718-412-3505. That's 718-412-3505. Bottom Line Marketing Group. Marketing solutions to grow your bottom line.
Okay, so you're considering a comprehensive medical exam, but you haven't decided where. At Elytra Health in New York City, we know you have a tight schedule and that you only want the best. We also know you have choices to consider. Well, consider that you could have a world-class executive longevity exam at Elytra's state-of-the-art Manhattan Center for Life and Longevity, right in downtown New York City. Think about the fact that the experts at Elytra Health are a hand-selected staff with more than 30 years of experience in executive exams and concierge medicine, and that top doctors in the area refer their patients to Elytra. Something else to weigh is that cardiac imaging, cancer screening, labs, and all other testing is completed in a single five-hour visit with white-glove service. Plus, you'll receive the results, advice, and follow-up coordination before you leave. Finally, consider how easy it is to get peace of mind from an Elytra exam now by visiting ElytraHealth.com. That's ELITRA Health.com. Elytra Health. Well above all.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC. Thank you for joining us. And thank you for keeping our ratings up there. Yes, we are. We remain in the top 10 in New York AM radio in the 10 o'clock hour. And we thank you for listening to this great program. Our giveaway this week is a previous release by Jay Baer, Hug Your Haters, How to Embrace Complaints and Keep Your Customers. A fantastic work that explains to every business owner and anyone in the business world, and especially the customer service department, that if people are complaining about you or they're giving bad reviews, don't ignore them and rather channel their important feedback in order to help you grow your company. The book Hug Your Haters could be yours. One lucky listener is going to win it. All you have to do is text over MYB to 64600. Again, text over MYB to 64600. One lucky listener is going to win a hardcover autographed copy of Hug Your Haters by Jay Baer. Well, we get to tonight's guest, Alan Glazer, CEO of Lembar Consulting. Alan, thank you again for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Only with pleasure.
Well, thank you. You talked in one of the previous segments, we talked about scaling. Now, scaling certainly has to do with delegating. What's your advice if you know you have a great team, but there is some, you know, there's an issue that has to be communicated and discussed with an individual member on your team or a number of people on the team? Do you have any particular advice on how to go about that?
My experience has shown me, after talking to many senior management people, that they will tend to be very blunt and they will walk into the negative aspect of what is going on, as opposed to recognizing that their workers have done something good till now. I like to call it PR, positive reinforcement, so that the person feels valued. They feel now they can listen, because they will listen, because I've been shown some respect. So now the whole thing that's now thrown before you is, instead of you instructing that individual what to do, Joe, we have an issue. How do you think we can resolve it? Wow, this guy respects me. How can I resolve it? And you'll get much more productivity out of an individual just by modifying your words, your approach, and people will recognize you for it.
Such great advice. It does bring to mind a previous guest that we had on, Christine Comerford. She's an extremely successful thought leader in this area. She also talked about some of these points. But Alan, certainly, I love how you use the term PR, because PR, everyone thinks, okay, I know what PR is. No, you don't. It's positive reinforcement.
That's taking people by surprise always, and it causes them to listen.
Yep, very smart, very smart. You see how smart Alan is, and that's why we appreciate that you took time to join me here on the program. Here's another question, because you deal with such a wide range of people, people either, like we talked about, the mid-career crisis, or when they're entering the workforce, are there any particular tips for our listeners regarding career choices, opportunities? What would be your recommendation on that?
Number one, you have to understand what your capabilities are, what your goals are. And if your goals and your place of where you want to work happen to coincide, you'll be very lucky. 95% of people today in the United States, it's a 9-to-5 situation. You come at 9, leave at 5, and you've done your work. There's no happiness. But if you are one of those 5% where you can choose your direction, make sure that it's something that you can attain. You don't have to have all the knowledge now, but if you work toward that goal, you can achieve it. So many people have done that. You can be one of them, but you have to have that long-term goal, short-term goals, and you've got to have that staying power to make it happen. It can happen. You don't have to have $1 million either.
It's such great advice, and I will share just a little secret of that here at Bottom Line Marketing Group. During the interview process, I always get to the bottom and ascertain if it's someone who's looking for the particular position, loves what they're about to do, and are passionate about it. Because if someone's just going to come, I don't want to disparage any type of industry or type of job, so I'm going to be careful how I say it. But certainly, if someone is just looking for a job to pay, in terms of salary, that's not going to cut it, because it needs to be someone that's passionate about the particular role. If someone is a copywriter, someone's a designer, someone's an account executive, someone's a media strategist, whatever the case is, if they're not going to really love what they're doing, it's going to be a drag. They'll get the job done, because they're honest, but it's not going to be with a passion, and therefore it's not going to be a positive result.
Just what you said correctly. You've got to help induce that passion by showing them that little bit of respect, and they're just words, and they will do anything you want. And remember, they are the face of the company. They will represent or misrepresent you.
Yeah. Why is it so important to build relationships in the workforce?
Relationships, for me personally, I have a slightly different take on it, because I use networking as a very, very powerful tool. It's like sowing seeds in a field. Mm-hmm. You nurture them. You don't know when you're going to need them, but when you do and you've nurtured them correctly, they will be available to you. And I can cite you so many examples of when I've needed help and I have turned to people that I have connected with 5 years ago, 10 years ago, And they're readily available because you have kept that relationship clean, open, and honest. And that's something which you've also got to present yourself as such. Many people misrepresent themselves, whether it's in the social media arena, which is the way that you are being represented today. Mm-hmm. Anybody who's anybody today can be found, whether you're the head of CVS or Walgreens or Walmart. Everyone is on social media. Unfortunately, people don't present themselves correctly, and that's where you mess up. You can paint a wrong picture or your timeline, and if there's no transparency, then why should I trust you?
Well, with that, we are going to open up all about LinkedIn. And again, Alan Glazer is a superstar in the LinkedIn arena. He actually – so my understanding is you cannot actually obtain a new follower at this point. You hit the or connection. How does that work at this point?
Connection, follower, yes. Yes. Okay. I am connected to people who have their 30,000 connections but have 900,000 followers, a million followers, 2 million followers. One of the ways that you become relevant on LinkedIn is you say that you're a great person, okay, and that's fine, but when you get people to concur with you by writing a recommendation, then suddenly you have now taken that statement and you've made it a truth statement, which gives more validity. And time again, when people have said, can you give me 2 recommendations why I should hire you? And I just say, go to my recommendation list and, wow, okay, you're hired. You know, that's 5-10 minutes later, because there's a consistency to what you're putting out and there's a truth behind it. Not all of what we've done in our lives are we proud of, because, you know, we've made some mistakes, but if you're honest, people will respect that.
Wow. So the importance of encouraging clients to make recommendations on your LinkedIn page really should be on the checklist of every company.
Well, absolutely, because it's actually not talking to what the company does. It's saying, why should I be working with you? Like if I talk to you, I say, you're the go-to guy. You get the job done. You don't stop until the job is done. I want someone like that on my team. I want someone who I can trust and be reliable. That's what you don't find today, because money can't buy you that anymore.
My guest this evening is none other than Alan Glazer, CEO and founder of Lenbar Consulting, and now we are into the heavy discussion all about LinkedIn. But we're going to take a short commercial break, but just want to remind the listeners, our giveaway this week is the book Hug Your Haters, How to Embrace Complaints and Keep Your Customers by Jay Baer, our guest on the show last week. All you have to do to win this book, text over MYB to 64600. Again, text over MYB. Text it over to 64600. And one lucky listener is going to win an autographed hardcover copy of Hug Your Haters by Jay Baer. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Hey, Joe, give me a minute. I'm going to run the numbers and circle back next week. Post it on Facebook, LinkedIn. Just get it up there.
You're great at what you do, and you're busier than ever. We get that. Imagine if you could devote every minute of your day to running your business and taking it to the next level. Enter Bottom Line Marketing Group. Bottom Line Marketing Group focuses on making your company look great so you can focus on growing your business. To see some award-winning projects produced by Bottom Line Marketing Group, visit www.bottomlinemg.com. That's www.bottomlinemg.com. Or call CEO Yitzhak Saflis on his direct line for a free consultation at 718-412-3505. That's 718-412-3505. Bottom Line Marketing Group. Marketing solutions to grow your bottom line.
Is your business owed money? Are you frustrated with trying to recover past due funds and worried you may not get paid? At Ginny Debt Collection, we know dealing with debt collection can be a stressful endeavor. With more than 15 years serving clients nationwide, Ginny Debt Collection's comprehensive hands-on services help your business efficiently recover past due funds, improve cash flow, and develop strong customer relationships. Call us at 917-400-3253. Or visit GiniDebtCollection.com. That's G-I-N-I DebtCollection.com.
Your company website is crucial to your success, providing information about your company to the entire world. Was your website recently updated? Is it mobile friendly? Well, look no further than WebsiteWithBrains.com, the complete website solution. Call Website with Brains today at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500. Or visit websitewithbrains.com.
Yep, we're back. 77 WABC, the Mind Your Business program. Thank you so much for joining me. Just another quick reminder that our before we get to our guest is that the giveaway this week is the book by Jay Baer, one of his previous releases, Hug Your Haters, How to Embrace Complaints and Keep Your Customers. One lucky listener is going to win an autographed hardcover copy. All you got to do is text over MYB to 64600. Again, text over MYB to 64600. And good luck. Otherwise, of course, this book is available at Barnes & Noble, bookstores nationwide, and, of course, Amazon. Yeah, but again, one lucky listener could win it. Again, just text over MYB to 64600. Good luck. Well, we get back to Alan Glazer. Thank you again for joining me here on Mind Your Business. We're now going to get into the heavy lifting all about LinkedIn. Now, again, you're very big on LinkedIn. You maxed out on your connections, 30,000 connections, and of course you have many more followers. Please explain why it's so important for everyone out there to have a presence on LinkedIn.
LinkedIn is basically your entree into the world of what we call social media, what we call the world today, which it has become. It's a virtual world. Your world has to work out in that you've got to have a timeline. Your timeline has to say to you, this is a truth. Today alone, I was looking at a few people that had reached out to me. I have about 2,000 people waiting out to connect up, which sometimes I will take out old ones, put in new ones that are more relevant. Okay. But their timelines do not match up to who they are. Like, they went to school in the 80s, started working in the year 2000. Now, they did work in between. They just didn't feel it was relevant to put it in there. And that's kind of a no-no. And if you follow that principle of showing those transferable skills, which we mentioned earlier, mm-hmm. we can now take that out and put it in so that it'll follow you wherever you go. That's very, very important. It's important to have relationships, that when I will have someone who's reached out to me or I reach out to them, I give them a thank you. And is there anything I can do to assist you? And probably 20 to 30% people will respond and say, well, what do you do? Because I'm not asking them for anything. I'm not selling anything. How many times do I get that someone's reached out to me and they're instantaneously within 30 seconds of me accepting, they're selling me something.
I'm
actually disgusted by that because they're not even giving me that chance to breathe.
Right.
And that's inappropriate. You have to let a person breathe, A. And number two, what's more important, why am I even speaking to you? You're just selling another product, of which there are another 100,000 like you.
So if it's okay, we're going to go in now and talk about real actionable items that people should be doing on LinkedIn in order to really do it correctly. So my first question is about a profile. We know that today, everyone has ADD and no one has time. Yet at the same time, perhaps a person should be listing, like you mentioned the example of someone, if there's a gap in their career, that's a question mark. So should a person's profile be robust and list a lot of information, or should it be very succinct?
Well, the way to make it succinct is very, very simple. It's almost like your little elevator pitch where you're trying to let a person see who you are in the shortest possible positive time.
Mm-hmm.
The further you go back, you write a few bullet points. You don't write what your duties were or are, because people are not interested in that. People want to look and say, who are you? And if you write too much stuff, people don't read anymore. They get lost after the first few lines. The first thing that you want to broach to let people know is mm-hmm. who you are, not what you've done. And what I've encouraged a lot of people to do is a short YouTube, which is a synopsis of 30 seconds, why I should be speaking to you. Mm. Give them a reason to read on. Because you can write and have the most prolific profile written by the most unbelievable people, but they're not going to be read because there's no reason for them to read. There's just too much information there. And everyone thinks, well, but that's important. It is, but give them a reason to read it.
Okay, so now we go to growing connections. What is your advice on growing your network? And you're at 30,000. It was a journey to get there. What's your recommendation?
for me personally, having a lot of recommendations or having a lot of connections has been something that I have worked on because I service many different industries. So if it's the nursing home industry, if it's the real estate industry, irrespective, I have my connections there and I can make connections which are monetizable. If you're looking to fast track yourself, you're an actuary or you're a lawyer. You don't have to necessarily be connecting up to the lawyer firms. And if you don't look right, so to speak, because your profile is misrepresenting you, then you're going to have a hard time to connect up to people. So first make sure that what you are presenting is legitimate. Mm-hmm. Then you've got to decide, what are you looking to achieve with the whole LinkedIn profile? Is it there to further your education? Is it there to further your connections? Is it there to get you onto the next level? Because if you've got an accountant who can work in an accounting company or be a controller in a different company or in the nursing home industry, that's why you've got to figure out what you want to do so you can utilize that aspect of LinkedIn to further what you want to do. And here comes the new caveat, which mm-hmm. I'll throw in. Mm-hmm. LinkedIn has an enormous amount of groups, especially if you are a CEO or if you're a nursing home administrator, and you can join those groups. So suddenly you are put in front of a whole bunch of people, and to remain relevant, you've got to also write articles periodically. Many people, they will do a like to somebody else's article or they'll make a comment. But you can write an article and you don't have to actually write it. You write the first paragraph and you can borrow from Google or Yahoo or Bing the actual content that'll go in between, and you finish off. And then if you're saying that you're an expert in a certain field, don't just say it. Write an article.
And prove it.
Exactly. That? People want to know that what you're saying is true. Sometimes you have to actually prove it by writing an article. But information today is public. It's not copyright like it was. 10 years ago, 20 years ago, you had to have the knowledge. Today, you've got to think correctly so people can see that, and they are the ones that will say, I want you on my team because you're going to make it happen.
So you touched on something that's so critical, and that is the need to generate great content. Because by producing that content, it positions that individual as a thought leader in that space.
100% correct. And those are the buzzwords so that when I do a search for you on Google or on, you know, Yahoo or Bing or any of the mm-hmm. other search engines, you're going to come up automatically but in the correct format. When you've got an elongated profile, it's going to be hard to distinguish. Many people also have this need that they want to put on a picture that doesn't represent them. Now, mm-hmm. if you're on Chrome, you can right-click the picture on Chrome and do a search. I have a score of about 20% where the pictures are not the actual people. Mm-hmm. Now, the importance wow. of having a picture is wow. equally as important because you're in a virtual world. I want to know that you're a real person.
Right.
And that's something very important. I got a guy today who said he was a retired general in the U.S. military, but he went to some school of engineering in Hungary, and there were lower casing and upper casing. I said, wow.
Something doesn't fit here. Something doesn't fit.
No, not something. Everything.
Everything.
So I just...
Complete fraud.
Exactly. And that, by the way, is something which we haven't talked about. Be careful about accepting people who have... If there's a notion of something that doesn't look right, it usually is not. Be careful on accepting it because there are a lot of predators out there, and mm. they are there to take you for your money. Unfortunately, if it's from Nigeria, Ghana, or any of these other places, they're selling you gold, they're selling you diamonds. And I basically have stopped accepting from there because as soon as I've accepted, they have gold dust for sale, and I could sell you a lot more.
Going back to something that you touched on, you know, or as far as content. Now, you know what? Actually, even before I get to the content question, you mentioned about either liking or commenting on other people's posts. Is that important for a person on LinkedIn? Does that make them more visible? Is it like, and because I know on Facebook that stuff is factored in to a person's individual algorithm. Is that part of the equation on LinkedIn?
My personal thought process is exactly that. What people have started doing when they have these articles and they mention your name, mm-hmm. if you do the at sign and you put the person's name,
right.
it's going to allow you to be highlighted, which will then take you to their profile. This is the latest thing to do. By liking somebody, and you can also highlight your own name.
Okay.
And now suddenly your objective is you want them to look at you. The fact that you've liked that item, okay, it's 50-50 good, 50-50 bad, but your objective is I want to be seen, I want to be noticed.
Right.
I want to be the doer. And if I am, they will come back to look at my... Now, I can see for the last 6 months who's looked at my profile.
Right.
And that's kind of important. Now, unfortunately, when Microsoft bought over LinkedIn, they did change a lot of the rules. And one of the things is they want to monetize it. So they want you to have a premium right. account. And I have an old grandfathered account where I only pay to see back who's gone back, you know, 6 months. Right. But that's very important to me because then I can reach out to them. And if I want to join up with them, and it's helped me enormously with clients that I've need to reach for business reasons. So LinkedIn has virtually everybody, whether you're working for CVS Health or for Walgreens or for right. some real estate company,
right. Right.
they're all accessible.
Yeah. Is it critical on day one that a person gets one of the accounts that you can only secure through through payment, or they could even just build it up on free?
It again, it's a dependent factor. What is your objective? So that's a question that I could say to you, yes, you could start without it, but the question is, what do you need it for? If you are a recruiter, and there are many recruiters that are on LinkedIn, they pay for a premium account, which can cost from $750 to $1,000 a year. It's tax deductible 100% because it's an expense. Mm-hmm. But again, it depends if you're a worker or if you're just building your own profile. You want to know what you want it for. It's like the example of a guy comes to a store to buy a computer. I want the best computer, and the salesman says, what do you need it for? I need it just for surfing the web and for email. Well, this $300 right. computer will be fine.
Right. Great point. Let's go back to content. How important is video creation, video content on LinkedIn these days? And I know that that switched, like, what was it, a year ago, 18 months ago. Mm-hmm. How important is it today, December 2018?
It's, I believe, more than ever before. People are doing weird stuff. They're recording in their cars. They're going for a walk in the morning on their health walk, and they are recording. Everybody wants to be heard, and I mean this literally, and I mean it figuratively. Very often when I do listen to some of the content, I'm not that enthused by it. You have to, again, remember, if you want to keep someone's attention, short, sweet, have an agenda, what you want to convey, and make sure that it is succinct. Go to YouTube and look up the concept of an elevator pitch, which means you're not talking for more than 30 seconds to 60 seconds. And if you are, you generally are going to lose that person. Short and sweet.
Is there any type of rule of thumb for the frequency of posting content?
That's entirely up to you. Again, it'll also come back to, do I have a need? Do I need to achieve something? Do I have an objective with what I'm doing? Do I want to get out to recruiters? So therefore, I want them to see who I am. So therefore, I will post a little bit more. I will join some of their groups in order to be more visible over there. I will post stuff that will show and define who I am. And this is the way that you'll become relevant. Being relevant in a virtual world takes a lot of skill, but if you do it correctly... And this is where I strongly suggest you go to LinkedIn coaches or to business coaches who can help you more define what you're looking to achieve, because our so-called virtual world changes on a daily basis, if not 5-10 times a day. I just noticed that they changed the format of LinkedIn again last week. Yeah. Where you find your messages, you have to go on a little search party, or if you want to make an announcement now, you can send over a verbal message on LinkedIn.
Wow, that's a new one.
Yep.
By the way, when Alan mentioned that he advises a consultant, he's being very humble here, but I'll do the shout out for him. You certainly can reach out to Alan Glazer. He's a consultant. So many have benefited from his knowledge and his experience. Again, how could they, what's the best way they can get in touch with you?
I would prefer, if it's possible, to reach out to me via email, Alan, A-L-L-A-N, at Alan, A-L-L-A-N, Glazer, GLAZER.com. I do offer a 20-minute free profile analysis, which is invaluable. It's a win-win for you. And it'll also allow you to see perhaps, you know, which direction you should be going, and then you can engage or not.
Well, Alan, a couple more questions with the clock ticking, and we don't have that much time left, but we still have a couple of key questions that we want to get to you and someone of your ilk and knowledge. We touched on this a little bit earlier, but it's so important, and that is recommendations, endorsements on someone's profile. Let's say you have a company that received good old-fashioned testimonials. Is that, you know, how could that be re-leveraged on LinkedIn?
Well, it's an optional thing. If you're on LinkedIn, you can then ask them to write you a recommendation. There's mm-hmm. a way to do it. Or if you are so inclined, you can do it in like one of the two following ways. You mm-hmm. can also upload it onto LinkedIn.
Okay.
And you can make a whole accolade section there, which people have done. In other words, if let's say that person is not on LinkedIn, but I want the accolade, because those are the most true testimonials, or put it on your website.
Right.
Also, it's important to put a link to your website. And many people on their LinkedIn profiles, just as a side thing, they say, you know, they're looking for business, but they don't put their contact information.
Wow.
Make sure that's available and readily seen everywhere. Phone numbers, emails. Many people complain that they don't reach out to them, but I'll give you one other funny, mm-hmm. real funny complaint. I reached out to so-and-so and they didn't call me back, or they didn't reach back to me. And I ask the same question every time. Did you ask them to? And the following sentence goes very simple. Looking forward to your comments. Meaning, I want to hear what you have to say. Please respond. And you'll be surprised how people do respond. If you want someone to do something, it's not by osmosis. It's not by airwaves. You have to actually ask people to do it.
What advice would you give? This is a real, it may sound funny, but, you know, let's face it, we're all busy, we're all overwhelmed, and someone hasn't touched their LinkedIn profile for years. And they're like, this is too daunting. What's your take on that?
It definitely is daunting, and it's no question about that. If you're going to go back into LinkedIn, make sure that what you have is something which is relevant to who you are today. Many people evolve over the years. I've known you for quite a number of years. Right. You are one of the few people who I can say from 10 years ago, 15 years ago, right. you're still Mr. Yitzchak Saftless, which is an unusual thing. But in the world we live today, people change. They acquire new skills. They acquire new looks and that. And you want to make sure that what you have currently is the latest thing out there. Because in the world that we are defined by today, I don't know what's going to be tomorrow. But I know that if I have the skills or I have the thought process that will propel me into that future, I'm less afraid of it. And to give a simple analogy, I had a client once who was walking into meetings nervous like crazy, and I turned to him and I said, why are you so nervous? You know the content of everything you need to say. He said, but I don't know what they're going to ask me to say. So I said, that's not important because you have all the answers. So you have to be aware of what your capabilities are and, again, where you're going with it. So this way you're more going to be insightful to the person that you're with and they're more inclined to trust you. But more importantly, your self-confidence will be up there.
Alan, before I get to the final question, I just want to remind the listeners our giveaway this week is the book by Jay Baer, Hug Your Haters. It's not the latest book. The latest book we talked about on last week's show, you can access the entire show by going to mybradio.com, mybradio.com. But we are the giveaway this week is the book Hug Your Haters, How to Embrace Complaints and Keep Your Customers by Jay Baer. One lucky listener is going to win a hardcover autographed copy. All you have to do is text over MYB to 64600. Again, MYB to 64600. And good luck. I mean, otherwise, of course, the book is available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble bookstores nationwide. Well, Alan, we're running low on time here. So I first of all, thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business. My question is, and it's kind of a loaded one, but I enjoy asking it to people of your stature. What final takeaways? Remember, this show has a wide range of listenership, but primarily it's small business, anyone in the small to medium-sized business, whether they're managerial position, executive position, they're CEOs, COOs. What final takeaways could you share with the listeners of Mind Your Business?
The most important thing that I've learned, and I do it myself on a daily basis, is to keep abreast of market conditions because they're in constant flux, they're in constant change. if you have a focus on what you're looking to achieve so that you can incorporate those changes, those things that are happening, and the transient way that we're living today, because on the one hand, we are going away from brick and mortar, but yet Amazon says we're going to have 3,100 stores by 2021.
Right, and they spent a good chunk of money buying Whole Foods.
Correct. That's amongst others, and they're buying more companies. So they're looking to dominate the market. So the question is, you know, I just read the other day that the almighty Macy's is now scaling back everywhere because they don't have the wherewith to sustain themselves. So you have to adjust to market conditions in order to survive. Forget thrive, to survive.
Alan, thank you so much for joining me here on Mind Your Business. What a treat.
Only with pleasure, and if I can help anybody, that will be my absolute pleasure as well.
Special, and of course, you could reach out to Alan. You know what? The easiest way is go to LinkedIn. Type in Alan Glazer, A-L-L-A-N, Glazer, G-L-A-Z-E-R, and you'll find out all about him and see those recommendations from so many people about what Alan is all about. But we're out of all good things come to an end, and this was just a fantastic show. We're out of time, so I want to, you know, thank you for joining me here on another edition of Mind Your Business. And a reminder, tune in again next Sunday night at 10 p.m. for another great edition of Mind Your Business right here on 77 WABC.
77 WABC Radio presents Mind Your Business, hosted by founder and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday night for this intriguing weekly radio show that's chock full of business insights and marketing strategies that will help you get ahead of the game. Host Yitzhak Saflis has been producing pioneering and creative marketing work for over two decades. He leads a team of marketing experts who help their clients build their brands and grow their businesses. Now, he and his guests offer their business and marketing expertise to you every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.